fresh from the Space Coast in Florida, it's the Phil Henry Show.
With me, Margaret Gray.
And me, Bud Dickman.
I'm General Galen Shaw. What are you going to make out of it, huh?
Take it easy, General. We're second tired of these people. Sorry, Phil Henry here. What's the problem?
I just get sick and tired of these people. Hey, what are you, you know, what do you think you are, you know? Why don't you just do a show and quit introducing yourself like it's the, what did the guy call it the other day?
He said the Ned Sullivan Show, not the Ed Sullivan.
Ned Sullivan.
People are giving you crap.
Yeah, out on the street, I'm walking the dog.
Here we go again with people meeting him on the street.
Well, it's true. People do meet you on the street and they'll go, yeah, you work for Phil Henry? I'll go, yeah. And they'll go, yeah.
Yeah, what else?
That's about it. They'll move on.
Yeah, they'll just say, do you work for Phil Henry? I'll say, yes, I do. And they'll say, thanks. I just, you know, and they don't want to continue the conversation.
First of all, when was the last time you did that? You've been out here for like a month.
That was when I, just before we left California.
There, people do that occasionally, Phil. You'll be out on the street. You'll be walking. People will stop you and go, are you Margaret Gray?
You guys, I want to get this clear.
Come on, Phil.
No, I got to get this clear. You guys are always saying that you're out on the street. I got stopped on the street the other day. General, you live in a suburban neighborhood where there's hardly any foot traffic.
When I'm out on Del Amo.
When are you ever walking down Del Amo? That's the funkiest freaking boulevard. What's the problem?
You just went, when are you?
Yeah, Mr. I mean, you're out. You know, I was out the other day walking, and someone stopped me on the street and said, you're Bud Dickman. I go, yes, I am. I actually said, you're Bob Dickman.
And where do you go strolling?
I don't know. It's just out on, I was strolling down, I think I was like going down Rosemead.
Rosemead? Rosemead. What is your problem all of a sudden? You guys talk about being out strolling like you're taking the afternoon's air and you're on some multi-lane boulevard cutting through the San Gabriel Valley. Nobody walks down Rosemead for fun, okay?
Well, I do. I take a nice stroll down Rosemead, then I dart across traffic to go and get some gum.
Anyway. Yeah, anyway. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I'm just...
Easy, bud, okay?
I'm having a couple of laughs.
Anyway, welcome to the show, folks, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And it seemed like a long time. We we got Steve Bozell coming on.
Well, we did do Erica Dorton. We did it was
Rory McLeod with the Erica Dorton. Then we also had the history of Bob Banana. And if I never hear that guy's name again, oh, man.
Yeah, a lot of people have been calling in going, God, will you knock it off?
And by the way, who's calling in and where are they calling to?
What is it you all of a sudden questioning us?
I don't. I'm just when you say people are calling in.
People are calling, you know, they'll call this line or something or that line. They call me on my phone.
Yeah, the main Phil Henry number. You crazy?
The main Phil Henry? I didn't know we had a main Phil Henry number.
Yes, we do, as a matter of fact.
All right.
Do you want me to give it out?
No, not really, no, until I find out where it goes to, you know.
It goes to your show.
All right, well, anyway, welcome to our show, folks, the Phil Henry Show. And yes, we want to thank Steve Bozell, Erica Dorton, everybody. Also, the great Rory McLeod, who has done a lot of archiving for us. He's our curator. He looks into the grand archives of the Phil Henry Show, and I go, ooh, look at this, and look at this, and look at this.
Yes, Rory does find these gems, the Erica Dortons, the Best of Bathtub, which is always fun.
Yeah, the Best of Bathtub is a riot. I love that.
Now, what do you like most about Best of Bathtub?
It's just some jag-off sitting there in the tub splashing around.
Yeah, it's good. Usually I have like a guy, like a guy.
What happened to you? You just went...
I don't know. I had a hard time swallowing there for a minute. I'm just kidding. And
you know what I had to do was kick your...
Wait a minute, wait.
All right, so anyway, the Best of Bathtub.
Yeah, I like the Best of Bathtub because it generally takes some guy and makes him look like about 100 yards of jackass. A guy you wouldn't figure be sitting there in the tub with his thumb parked. And there he is.
Like who, for instance?
Well, like Elcott. When Elcott's in the tub, I almost pissed myself dying from laughter.
Elcott, and then there's, you've had some doctors, some serious people there from time. Don Berman.
Don Berman in the tub, yeah. So what I take from you guys,
Phil, you might want to wash your mouth out. You might want to take, ew.
Yeah, I'm saying it sounded like there was saliva.
Oh, he's giving us that look. Yeah, let's just get to it here, okay?
You take what?
What I take from the Best of Bathtub is it's a... If self-important assholes looking stupid.
Yes. Pretty much like your entire show.
I just bumped the microphone. If you heard that.
Yeah, Mr. Henry just went like, ow, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Phil, why are you coming in here with an attitude, man? We haven't seen you in a while.
I don't know. Where do you pop up from, man? Are you guys in town?
If I say it once, I'll say it 100 times. Patsy and I are in Orlando. Frank and I are down in Miami.
Yeah, and I'm here for the next 2 weeks.
Then what?
Then I may go back and I may get Vivianne, have her come out here. God.
Yeah, why look a gift horse in the mouth, Phil?
Phil, I swear to God, look, you guys, no, really. The truth sometimes, Phil, is you looking up someone's you-know-what with a flashlight. I swear to God.
You never want to take anybody's word for it. Me looking up someone's you-know-what.
Yes. When we say, here's how we feel, you go, okay, I'll believe you, but first, take your pants off, bend over, someone give me that flashlight.
We edited it out, but Phil just coughed like he has tuberculosis.
Yeah.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
It didn't sound healthy, Phil.
All right, we have on the phone with us Bobby and Steve Dooley. They are, as you know, and I don't know whether... don't watch out. I almost dropped the phone. Is she still there?
Yeah, Ms. Dooley, are you there? Are you there? Is this you? Oh, it's Mr. Dooley doing a voice. Could you get Ms. Dooley?
Will you come on, bud?
Yeah, Ms. Dooley, thank you.
Yeah, we gotta
talk to you in a minute.
Okay, hold on for a minute. So we have Bobby and Steve Dooley, and they're at Western Estates. Big doings last week, as you guys know, and Bobby was, Bobby, you were tweeting about it on X, or you were Xing about it on Tweet, or whatever, you know.
Phil, I call it what you say, it's an exhalation. So when we're on X, we explain it. But we are here at the main gate on King Kong Boulevard. We averted what could have been something really ugly last week, and that was a group of people here that wanted to burn the high rear end down, the high rear end. They wanted to take the topiary devoted to discipline, to good physical fitness. And when you look up at the, what do you think, Steve, you know?
When I look up at the high rear end, I'm looking right up my, well, you got to understand, I'm looking right up my wife's. And it's not a view that I haven't already had.
Oh! I'll take the phone.
Don't hit him.
I never touched him.
You didn't touch me.
But what was Steve trying to say? I want to hear him.
Here.
What?
Mr. Hendry.
Yeah?
What were you trying to say?
Well, when I'm looking at the high rear end, if I stand at the foot of the high rear end, Mr. Hendry, and I look up, I'm looking right up there. And I don't mean anything bad by that, honey. I'm saying I'm looking at power. I'm looking at the greatness of my wife and how strong she is. And I'm looking right up into it. I don't know.
I know what you're going to say. You're going to say you've had that view before.
Yes, I have, Bobby, and I'm not trying to say, God.
Okay, all right, we can take it out of the intimate setting and just talk to you, Bobby. You had almost a bunch of people burning the place down.
Well, we had some people out here. There's Joe Corrigan is with us. Ned Geeson was here. Ned, I'll talk to you in a minute. Hi, Ray Rand. Fuck off, will you, okay, before someone runs you over with a truck. We had an awful lot of people out here that were angry at the idea that the rear end, my rear end, was causing a lot of the men to stop and stare. And that's really what the problem was. Here's Steve Dooley, my husband, to tell you more.
Yeah, a lot of the guys, Mr. Henry, died.
That's good, I got it. So,
Bobby, let him talk, for God's sake.
Okay, Phil, did you hear that?
Bobby, let him talk!
Well, let him talk, Bobby, if he's got something to say. Why are you taking the phone away from him?
Who am I speaking with?
It's Margaret Gray. Give the phone back to Steve.
God damn.
I just gotta say that, this was a problem a lot of the men had, and this is why the women gathered, they wanted to burn it to the ground. Bobby?
That was the primary, I would say, the primary group of people.
All right, so most of the people that wanted to burn the high rear end down, which is for people just joining us, this is a topiary. It was carved out of a series of bushes that looks like Bobby's backside, that she calls the high rear end, which is, for you, Bobby, you know, I mean, it sounds bizarre, and I can't even, you know, explain what it is I want to say, but you, this is something to worship?
No, it is not anything. Get a load of him, will you?
To worship God. Wait, think some kind of religion or something?
Well, what is the point of it?
It reminds people of discipline. It reminds people of being so disciplined, you have enough money to live at Western Estates, Mr. Hendry. And so when they drive in and they look up, they see my pedal pusher clad, very tight, yes. And it's so tight it does suck up. And you can see, you know. But the reason why we do that is to show people what the discipline that I have put into the tight high rear end, the stair stepping, the walking, the leg lifts, the thigh lifts, the high kicks. Sometimes I've walked down the street, God almighty.
Take it easy, honey. My wife is very emotional.
Are you all right, Bobby?
Yes, I am, but I remember the days and days and days I would walk down the street and kick up high and walk down the street and then kick up high with the other leg. And that's what I would do. I'd go, high kick, the high rear end. And I didn't quit until I would look in the mirror and I looked at my at the butt and it had that poof out, you know.
Yeah, like, you could put, I could, I used to joke about it. I don't mean anything, honey, but I used to joke I could rest my beer there on the high rear end.
Steve actually did one night, Phil, achieve it. He rested his beer on my high rear end.
Yay.
Oh, shut up.
Bobby and Steve do it. What, Margaret?
You know, Bobby, I find you very entertaining. There's no question. A lot of what you say sounds like such a load of horse dung. I don't know what to say.
Well, it's true. Okay.
All right, so he rested a beer on your rear end.
Yes, on the ledge, as the butt goes out.
I did. I swear to Almighty God, I did. I did.
Mr. Henry's laughing, and, you know, I got better things to do, Phil.
No, I don't think you do, Bobby, and we're going to keep on talking to you here. We're at the main gate. Bobby's at the main gate at King Kong Boulevard of the Western Estates, where the Homeowners Association succeeded in keeping a mob last week, Bobby, from burning the high rear end to the ground. It was a... who was going to do this? Karen Buckington?
Karen Buckington came out. She was faking like she was going to burn it down. She had a bucket of water with some Zippo lighter fluid in it, and she said, "Bobby, this is gasoline," and she splashed it onto the base. Well, I thought, my God, my God. I went over to it. She goes, "No, it isn't. It's Zippo." Well, by that point, I didn't care. I'd slapped her filthy mouth, and I took the bucket. I sniffed it, and she looks up. She's laid on the ground with blood coming out of her mouth, and she goes, "I bet you do a lot of that, sticking your nose in something and sniffing it," and then she blacked out.
Yeah, Buckington, and then the police came.
You knocked this woman cold.
I didn't do it. I slapped her filthy mouth. She fell and bumped her head on the pavement or something.
The police just said, you know, break it up.
Boy, you're lucky you're not in jail.
God, Phil.
Boy, you're lucky.
Mr. Henry, I know what I'm doing.
All right, Bobby and Steve Dooley. Margaret?
Yes, so that story is completely unbelievable.
Yeah, it really isn't believable, Ms. Dooley, because if you knocked someone...
Well, I'm telling you it happened, okay? I'm telling you monkeys...
It happened. You understand?
Oh, man, if I got to listen to her go butch...
Yeah, Ms. Dooley, you butched it up again. You can't do it. No, you can't do it.
Sorry.
Bobby and Steve Dooley with us at Western Estates. All right, so the high rear end did not get burned to the ground. I looked at some of your tweets. You mentioned by midnight. This was last Thursday, right?
Yes, last Thursday night. Here, Steve, you doing?
My wife is very upset, Mr. Henry. It was very emotional last week. We thought that the high rear end would get burned to the ground. I brought out the truck. I put Bobby in the bed of the truck, and we drove by.
Now, I understand, Steve, that you and Bobby drove to the crowd chanting what?
We drove to the crowd chanting, "The high rear end, yeah, the high rear end, no, 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 the rear end won't go, no," and that kind of thing.
Now, I wanted to ask you a question because people said you had bear spray.
No, we didn't have...
We didn't have bear spray. Bobby had a super soaker. Bobby had a super soaker, and there's a little bit of urine.
Oh, my God.
No, it was just a little bit. It wasn't that much.
So you went out there with a super soaker full of urine...
Not full. It was about a third full, and it was Steve's urine.
No, it wasn't, Bobby.
All right, it was mine. But you have to understand...
You know what? I've got a mind to hang this phone up and call the police.
The police have been called, Phil. All right? And there have been conflicting reports. It's their word against mine. Their word against mine. And I'm the Homeowners Association president. I will not have something that we have been... We've worked so hard at... Am I hearing the post... Listen, that's the post call.
Where are we, anyway?
We're not at a racetrack.
No, I know what it is. My son, Seth, he's trying out his bugle.
Seth, honey, don't play the bugle. People think it's call time at the... People think it's post time at Hollywood Park. Well, Hollywood Park doesn't exist anymore.
And no, it doesn't. So he's pretending... Never mind. So we're here at the... we're here with Phil Henry. That's me and Margaret Gray and General Shaw and Bud Dickman and...
Get to it, Phil.
Get to what, Bobby? What are we here to... You saved the high rear end.
The topiary has been saved, yes.
And as we speak right now, people have come up to Bobby to apologize. Yeah, go ahead.
So where we are, Phil, I'm just sitting. People are coming up. Go ahead, please.
I'm very wrong about it. I'm glad the high rear end.
So correct me if I'm wrong. The controversy about this had to do with men, primarily the men who live at Western Estates, stopping their cars and staring at the high rear end, and the women getting upset.
Yes, that was the whole problem. These were wives and girlfriends. And a lot of daughters saying, "My father is sitting there, and he's looking right up your you-know-what, and we find it unacceptable."
All right.
Well, and they also took the spear. You know that one.
Yeah, that guy, Geese, took the spear and put it right in there.
So I made the comment, "Geese, that's where you wish Your penis was there.
And that was about as vulgar and vile as it gets.
I understand. I apologized later, didn't I, Jason?
Yeah, she apologized about me wanting to stick it in there.
There's Phil Henry. When you really want to know what Phil Henry thinks, just wait. He'll start laughing at the most inappropriate time. He'll start laughing about a man sticking a spear right between...
All right, Bobby, we get the story, okay? I heard it already. Bobby and Steve Dooley, things have calmed down at Western Estates. What's happening there right now? I hear a lot of people.
Well, people are here milling around. There's very vigorous debate going on. The high rear end topiary has been saved, and we're asking people to come up to me. Steve has got the one of the deck chairs out. It's one of the high chairs. And I'm sitting here, and people are coming before me to apologize.
People are coming before you to apologize.
Yes, that's right. Oh, my God.
I'm great making fun of my wife.
That's what they're doing.
Okay, I just, I can't even imagine that. They're walking up to you and saying what?
Here comes, here's Deb. Here's Derek Coleman. Come on, Derek.
Bobby, I want to say I'm sorry. I know that Brick, my husband, stood there one afternoon, and he looked right up. To me, it looked as if he was trying to look between your between the split in your legs and then the crack. And you lost it, right? I did. I lost it. I apologize. Would please accept my apology. What is so funny? Your kid's blowing a post call on his bugle.
Hey, Seth, quit playing the trumpet. I don't care what you like doing.
Thank you very much. So that was Dara Coleman, Mr. Henry. There's a lot of people here, as they are now parading themselves before me, apologizing for the fact that they got angry, not their husbands.
All right, so this was really a revolt by the wives, not the husbands.
Except for Geeson. Geeson here. You know, Geeson, I
don't like girls. I do like girls. But I stood there, and I had a presence of mind. See, I'm standing there. I'm looking up the crack. I don't want to look up the crack. I'm a happily married man. I got children. I got a job to do. I got to get out of here.
Get in line. You're going to be apologizing.
I'm laughing, Bobby.
You always laugh, Phil. At the most inopportune time, at the most vulnerable of times, you laugh. Show Phil Henry something a blind man has worked on his entire life, and he'll lift his leg to it. I'm Bobby Dooley.
Yeah, baby.
Jesus. As if I haven't heard that one before. So that's Bobby and Steve Dooley. I guess all things have returned to normal.
All things seem to have returned to normal as people line up there today apologizing, right, General?
Yes, they've been apologizing since 9 a.m., mostly the wives, to say we're sorry. It was my husband's perversion and my husband's instinct to stand there right at the base. They're standing where they've... Have you seen this high rear end topiary, Phil?
I have not, no.
Well, Patsy and I drove over there just to see what the hell it looked like. It's basically the waist down. It's Bobby's high heels, then the slacks, the pedal pusher slacks, and then the butt, and it ends there.
Okay, and most guys were what? Standing right underneath the...
Go ahead. Well, they were... What do you mean, go ahead? You do it.
All right, they were standing right underneath the butt area as it comes out, and you heard what Dara said, and they're looking up, and I don't know what they're looking at.
I think they're just hoping something's going to happen, of course.
I think they wish that it was real, you know.
Okay, and the wives find them staring at this.
The wives found them staring at this, and I think it was Karen Buckington, more than any of the others, who said, it's got to burn, it's got to burn today.
Well, it didn't burn, and so the high rear end stays in existence there at Western Estates. Coming up next, it's going to be Steve Bozell with a bit of a postscript, perhaps, Bud?
Yeah, Steve Bozell's going to join us, but the other thing Steve Bozell's he's going to be on to talk about...
What's wrong with you?
I was gagging up. Steve Bozell's going to be on to talk about a postscript on Erica Dorton, but the Bozells are considering buying a home at Western Estates.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. No, would I kid you?
Yeah, yes, you would. What's so funny when you guys say that, would I kid you? Okay, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
This is Landry Geeson. I want to tell you the backstage pass, Phil Henry Show. Wonderful, wonderful show. Get a lot of laughs out of that show. I got to listen to Bobby Dooley, though. If I got to listen to her one more time, I think I'm going to tear out my own tongue. I think I'm going to put a couple of knitting needles in my ears, you know, just try to drive them straight on through, man. Just, yeah, put those knitting, because I can't stand listening to her, and I can't stand, frankly, I don't like Phil Henry. Can't stand his show at all.
Yes, the world-famous Phil Henry Show is the talk of the town. Everyone's talking about the things what they hear on Phil's show. It's enjoyable, sure. It makes you laugh, of course. But the best part, the price. Less than $10 for a month, less than $7 a month, you get the whole year. You're sitting there in clover, friend. You're butt up in it.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. The greatest value online other than porn.
Landy Geeson report.
World-famous Phil Henry Show back here at the Space Coast.
in beautiful Florida. And I was talking to a friend of mine. I think I haven't really announced this officially on the show, but I got cast in a play. And I can't tell you yet what the play is or where it's going to be because I want to wait for the producers to actually say that. I was very excited to get this gig. But anyway, we're going to have a friend of mine staying here at the house. And why did I mention that? Oh, because you can, up and down the Florida coast, on any given night, you can see rocket ships getting blasted off, right?
Yeah, you can see them. That sounds kind of dumb.
They'll get rocket ships getting blasted off.
What, how would you put it?
You can see launches.
Yeah, you see launches of the different missiles and a rocket ship, too.
Yeah, okay, well, all right. So, sorry, I didn't say it. I didn't say it good. You know, I don't know. And
yeah, Phil, let's say they launch rocket ships, you know.
Rocket ships where?
I don't know.
Where? What, they, I believe Elon Musk's rockets go into outer space and they do research or something.
Right.
Well, anyway, you can see these. You can see these little balls of fire going up into the air, and it's interesting. When I was living here in Florida, what, General?
Oh, you got to give a speech? Because I was going to get up and go get another nougat.
I'm going to be here doing the show.
All right, sorry.
So as I was going to say, when I started out here in Central Florida way back in the early 70s, and I started my radio, I was, now I forgot what I was going to say.
You saw the last Apollo mission?
Yeah, that's right, I did. I saw the last Apollo mission go up. I was, I don't know, I woke up in the middle of the night and they said that the Apollo, whatever it was, 14 or 15 or whatever, was on its way into space. These are the last guys to land on the moon. And as I looked out the window, you could see this ball of fire just sailing up into the air at about, it was late at night, man. I think they launched this thing at like either 2 o'clock in the morning or 4 a.m., something like that. But that's one of the features of living here in Florida.
Yeah. Yeah, the space, yeah, ball of fire, man.
Yeah, great. All right, Steve Bozell is on the line here. And Steve, we last couple of shows, we featured Erica Dorton. Just some best of Erica Dorton. Are you still, she's the headmistress at your kid's school. Are you still dealing with her?
Well, you say what I mean, am I still dealing with her? I mean, you know, we get late night calls. Erica Dorton is a very unusual woman. Here's the problem. Here's the problem that we have. The problem we have is that our school, CK Corona, is rated one of the highest in the country for academic achievement by these middle schoolers. But since Erica Dorton came on board, I mean, she runs a tight ship. And the kids are academically excelling. Athletically, they're doing well. I think our kids at CK Corona, I think, I don't know what the report said, April, that the kids are, they're physically fit to the point of it's almost frightening to some people.
What does that mean, frightening?
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that they're freaks of nature. And it just means that we have a physical fitness and an athletic program at CK Corona where the kids are, I mean, they're jumping, high jumping, they're running, and it if you don't remember, these are just middle schoolers. I don't know.
You don't know what? What are you talking about?
It can scare the hell out of you. That's all.
Oh, here we go again, man.
Here we go again with what, Mr. Andre? I'm talking about my kids, okay?
I understand that, but you're telling me that the kids are so physically fit that it scares you?
I don't know how Dorton does it, okay? Erica Dorton, who breathes into the phone late at night. My wife, she breathes into the phone. I'll do it, honey. She calls us up.
See, we know all about Erica Dorton, how she calls up and breathes into the phone and scares the hell out of people. You didn't tell me, though, that the academic and physical athletic achievement of the kids at the school was off the charts.
I think I indicated to you, why do you think the woman's still here? There's no way we're going to fire her. There's no way that we're going to try to get rid of Erica Dorton when our kids, in terms of the athletic prowess and their achievement on the field and, you know, in different sports, is almost off the charts, almost like high school level, maybe even more than high school level.
You're going to have to start defining some things here. How fast can one of these kids run the what is it, 100 meter dash?
The 100 meter, I don't know. I don't think we got kids that, I don't know, but all I know is I was out there and I saw our football team. I saw them stick a kid.
You saw them stick a kid what?
They had an exhibition game. Our middle schoolers, these are all like 8th grade, 9th grade kids, taking on seniors in high school, and they carried a kid off the field.
What kid did they carry off the field?
The high school guy.
Because he got stuck pretty good by some middle schooler?
Listen to Henry. Middle schooler? Are you laughing about it, Mr. Henry?
Yes, I am laughing about it. I barely believe. Now, what is this that you're telling me about how fast they run?
They run like a bat out of hell, man. wind out of a duck's ass, you know. Shut up, April, would you? Okay? Tell me to shut up. I just did, honey.
And what did he say? What did she say?
She said that they run as fast as wind out of a duck's ass.
That's right. That's how bad. So this is why Erica Dorton has been someone who it scares me, but at the same time, we know we have to keep her on.
Okay, and now what academically?
Academically, the kids are... I mean, we're talking about kids are... They have IQs, man, that are going through the roof.
Would you fuck off, please?
I'm not kidding you, Mr. Henry. The IQs of the kids here at CK Corona, my kids, Steve and April, they came in, they had average IQs. I don't know, they had IQ of about, whatever, like 110, 120. And it's been 1 year, and they're both up around 160.
Oh, bullshit.
I swear to God.
Well, how is that possible?
We don't know. Well, but we do know it's Erica Dorton. Erica Dorton, Erica Dorton. God, it's Erica Dorton.
You know what I think? I think somebody's misreading those IQ tests. I don't think they're reading them right. Secondly, I think that you guys are so in awe of this woman that you got her doing stuff she's not doing.
All I know is, Mr. Henry, we were very happy with her performance as the headmistress. And when you got a kid that comes to school, I saw one of the kids. Now, I might as well not even say it.
What are you going to say?
I'm going to say that we saw one of these kids come to school, and it was right after they had... had the IQ. You'd swear to God, I know it wasn't true, but it looked like the kid's head was larger.
Yeah, a lot of people were saying that.
What do you mean the kid's head was larger?
Some kid, they said it was an optical illusion, but after the kids came in with these IQ tests, it was like they had...
Like they had what?
Like they had alien heads or something.
Okay, Steve, I've talked to you long enough.
Well, all right, I'm not saying... You can hang up on me if you want to, but you got to talk to other people about this. I haven't come on here to talk about this. I want to talk about moving to Western State.
I know, we were going to talk to you about that. You telling me that your kids' IQs have shot up 40 points in 1 year, some of the kids are arriving to school with bigger heads than they had.
Yeah, you know what? What? I got to hang up on Henry. Why don't you hang up on him? Hey, April, why don't you go and make some dinner, okay? Talk to me like I'm some kind of a piece of shit.
All right, Steve,
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, good old Steve. Good old Steve making Mr. Henry laugh again.
Steve, you got to understand, even if what you're telling me is true, I got to have some verification. I got some backup here and know what it is you're talking about. Now, as far as Western Estates, you guys have toured Western Estates. You're thinking of buying a home there.
Yeah, we're thinking of buying a townhouse. They have the outer townhouses that we like. I have seen this high rear end that people are talking about. April and I were looking at it the other day, and I did spend time staring up at it. You have to understand, my wife is very beautiful. So for me to spend time staring right up into the what April calls it, I'm staring right up into the endlessness of Bobby Dooley's ass. I mean...
The endlessness of Bobby Dooley's ass.
Right, Mr. Henry. Looking right up into the crack there. So I was looking up into the crack of not my wife's ass, but Bobby Dooley's ass. A lot of people find it inappropriate. I know what I'm doing. All right, April, please. So.
Well, I don't blame any woman if the men at that place are staring right up in there.
And that's the thing that's keeping us from investing in a new townhome in Western Estates. The fact that every time I'm there, I park the car, I walk over, I fold my arms across my chest, and I stare right up.
You got to be kidding me, man. What is this, some kind of mass hypnosis? You know.
It kind of is, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, I swear to God it is, Mr. Henry. You look up. And you see the high heels, the legs, the ass, and the whole damn thing.
Well, you got Phil laughing.
I know. It makes me wonder why I even come on this program anymore, Mr. Henry.
You come on the program because I give you publicity. I talk to you about, I let people know all about Steve Bozell, B&B Construction, and what's going on at the kids' school and what's going on in your life. That's why you come on the show.
Yeah, but I don't come on the show to have you sit there and go, ha, 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 ha. Like, I'm telling you, have you been over to it?
Been over to what?
Been over to the high rear end.
No, I have not seen the high rear end.
Well, Phil, I think you should go over to the high rear end to comment.
I'm living in another state right now.
Well, when you get a chance, jump on a plane, fly back to L.A., get out to West Hills, and take a look. Just stand there at the base of the high rear end and stare right up in there, man. You swear to God Almighty.
Swear to God Almighty what?
It's almost like you're going to get sucked right in.
It does. You feel like you're going to lose all sense of yourself. You lose your identity. It just... You get sucked up into it.
All right, Steve. So are you still thinking of buying a house out there?
No, my we don't want to get the townhouse. My wife doesn't want to do it, does she? I don't want to see you get sucked up into it.
All right, I think what it is a case of mass hypnosis, mass hysteria. I don't think what's going on out there is real. The fact that they almost burned this thing down.
Well, got to understand, it has a lot of power over a lot of people. I can see why the wives wanted to burn it down. Because when a man parks his car, walks over to the high rear end, stares right up in there, you know the part I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
All right. You stare in there and you go, man, oh, God damn, I'd like to... Oh, God, I'd like to move in. And that's the thing they don't like.
Because what? Because it's getting people to want to buy property?
Yes. When they stare right up into the high rear end, they go, man, I got to move in there.
I ain't buying it. I think you guys are a bunch of weak asses. And I think it's one of the greatest... I think it's a great promotion for the Western Estates.
For the Western Estates?
I think it's a great promotion.
A great promotion?
I think it's a great promotion, Steve, for sales at Western Estates. I don't know what I'm saying.
He wants to buy out there. He wants to sit right in. April, I've got the phone. When I go to the foot of the high rear end, I look up in there. All I can think of is, man, can I get a piano up in there?
Thank you very much, Steve.
Well, okay.
Phil's been doing nothing but laughing here. Of course I am. Why wouldn't I laugh at that? When I look up into the high rear end, all I want to do is figure out, can I get a piano in there? Unreal.
Yeah, but I mean, it has pissed off a lot of the women and everything like that.
All right, well, I feel for the women. I feel for what it's doing to their marriages, the fact that Bobby Dooley's decided to put her ass on display, but they almost burned it to the ground the other night, and they failed. I'm Phil Hendry.
Yeah.
The air conditioning's on.
Oh, it is.
Sorry. World-famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Hendry, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, here on Podcast One. Don't forget to get a backstage pass to the Phil Hendry Show, a subscription, less than $10 a month, less than $7 a month for the year.